three ball from CG43. They're in front.
This is flat out ridiculous.
From a beautiful left hand, in and out finish, the old fashioned way.
Newell gets to the basket with one to come. From there again. You have got to be kidding me. Tyson Stiff.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the NBL Pocket Podcast. This is Tuesday, 2nd of January at 8:45 on the West Coast for both of us. Canyon and I were in the same room. Joe Corr here. Andrew Canyon, say hello.
Like literally a meter and a half away. It's super bizarre. We've never done this in all the time that we've been doing podcasting. We have never done it in the same room.
It's 2 years, 3 years?
At least
2.5. I think two and a half seasons.
2.5. Yeah, we started with the TBT in 2020 or something.
2021.
So a long time. We've met, we've hung out together in real life. Like we're not total strangers, but we've never done a podcast together. And so we've got all new, like a different tech setup. So we hope that's going to work.
We're making this up as we go, but what's the good thing we're not making up is the beautiful thing is the train is kind of on the tracks in the sense that we are doing part two of what was, we did part one,
yep.
The Fuck, Marry, Kill edition. This is Patreon only, so there will be cursing if people are listening on an RSS feed and you've got family around. It will be inappropriate.
Totally.
In its content and in its style. So apologies about that. So yeah, put the kids to bed.
But before we go to the Patreon only special.
Oh, good point.
We're going to do some general news and news and views and give people a little taste before we go into
Very much off the cuff too, because I'm over here in Perth. We're kind of flying by the seat of our pants, but we've been watching games and checking the news. Where do you want to start?
I want to start with Southeast Melbourne Phoenix.
Gary Brown.
Yeah. Like, it's the second time this season he's
who did he take a swing at the first time? I couldn't remember.
Toey Smith-Milner from Adelaide.
Where did he hit him?
In the guts. Or do you mean which? I think it was in Adelaide.
No, where did he hit him? Was it?
It was basically the same thing. He got pinned up on a screen, and then got annoyed and swung the arm, and he's done it again. So the guy's got form.
What was the punishment the first time?
It was like a fine. I think 550? It was. I think it was like early plea 550.
What's that? There's that famous amount the NBL loves. I think it is 550. Remember that time they had all those people, the Hodgson thing.
Like yeah.
550 for everyone. Yeah.
It's a 50 for the GST.
Yeah.
It's like.
So you think the punishment was incorrect, or?
I do. Like the Hodgson thing is kind of what I was thinking about, because you had Matt Hodgson a couple of years ago slapped Vasiljevic in the head.
That's right.
Many of us. Probably, I'm sure there are many players that have been wanting to do that.
I'm interrupting.
Yeah, but no, I think he got like suspension for 5 games or something. And it was worse because it was the head. But the power of the impact wasn't there.
I don't think the power of the impact was with this one either. Baines felt the hit, hit in very much quotation marks. And then went down well after the fact, after he'd thought about like, no, I'm going to embellish that. I'm going to get a call. Or maybe it took that time to register. I don't know. But no, there wasn't a huge amount of physical impact. But also, here's the difference. Pardon me. And a lot of people are making the comparison between this and the Baines thing where he pushed Adam Ford.
Yeah. Right?
And I think that's a little bit specious. There's a superficial link, but not a plausible one, whereby Baines took it off the court and Hodgson was in the fan. They were with the fans, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't think Gary Brown, he came off that screen and yes, he's punched him, but it was kind of a natural like swing for a call, like flail for a call coming around a corner. I didn't see it as an actual punch. I saw it as a flail gone wrong. Am I being too?
Yeah, I think it was a punch. And I'm going to do some audio adjustment right as we talk. I reckon you put the microphone a little bit close to your mouth.
Close to my gob, yeah, can.
You want to eat that microphone,
eat the mic.
Man.
All right. I'm just okay. So I didn't think it was but at least it was on the court. Hodgson's was in with the fans. Like fans got sat on in that encounter. And then also the Baines thing is on court with a certain player, took it off court and then took the rage to someone else.
Yeah.
That's where it's like
you're looking for a fight. It's like, okay, you're drunk at the bar, get out. But now you're trying to jump the fence and you've picked a fight with someone else. It's like, nah, now you go down. So I didn't see a huge comparison between the two.
I just thought with Gary Brown doing it twice, it's like the second, okay, fair enough, fine the first time. But second time, I would at least rubbed him for a game.
I'm sure, I am a bit surprised to see, but he got one game. He got one game with an early plea. So he did get suspended one game. Kenyon's touching my mic and tightening. So he did get one game, but with the early play, it comes down. Are you pitchfork and tiki torch out?
No, tiki torches. I'm okay. Like, I can live with it as it is. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
But also, the other thing is, like, it's the Melbourne thing as well.
I found this trite. I didn't see this connection, but you did.
I just think, you know, it's... somehow Melbourne teams seem to get away with stuff. Whereas if that was another team in the league, if that was Sydney, there would have been outrage. Mm. Outrage, how dare he? But because it was a Melbourne team, Tommy Greer, you know, they'll love him.
Speaking more broadly about Brown, like who we're a year and a half into the Gary Brown experience.
Mm.
Is anyone... I'm like, he's now hit this guy, he's played. Like, in the run they're on, when Mitch Creek just returns.
Yep.
And he goes and basically ruins that game, throws it because they end up losing, right?
Yeah.
Like, him as a player, these sort of occasions, it's just his play in general. I'm like, I think this may be the last we see.
I'm out. Yeah, I'm out. Yeah. I think, he'll be gone at the end of this season, I would suggest.
What do you think? You want to move on?
Yep.
Gorgian, do you want to talk about that? His expressed interest in coming back to the NBL. Do you buy it?
I buy it. Like, the guy's a coaching lifer. Like, I don't think
he said he wants to coach domestically. That to me suggested, like, doing individuals with players. I don't think he wants NBL.
Oh, I reckon he wants NBL.
You think so? Yeah. At his age? And, like, you don't think he's sort of...
I think he's just
an
addict.
Did you see him at the FIBA World Cup going, wow, he can't wait to get on the plane and travel from southeast Melbourne to Brisbane or wherever? I didn't see it at all.
I mean, I know what you're saying, but he didn't look super enthused. But I just think I think he would get antsy sitting out, and so I think he needs that basketball in his veins. So I reckon he's putting the feelers out. I think this is like the first shot across the bay. It's like, okay, come at me, teams. Who wants me, and how much are you going to pay me?
I actually see it a different way. I personally think this is Gorgian loves a soundbite, like very generous with the soundbite.
Yep.
Simmons, yeah, we're looking at him for whatever it was, the World Cup and wherever, I forget. Yeah, oh, never, ever going to happen. Great for a soundbite. And I think this is him, ultimate sort of patriot of the league, going, yeah, okay, I'll give you a soundbite. I'll give you something that I'm thinking about coming back. I'll give you a headline. So, I didn't buy it.
Okay, so let's play the game for a minute, though.
Okay, let's play it. Okay.
So... of the teams out there, where are their openings? Where could he go?
Well, where are their openings? Oh, you would have thought there's one in Adelaide.
Yeah.
There will potentially one in Illawarra, surprisingly.
Yeah.
I think New Zealand. I think Modi's out of contract, but done pretty admirably. I
can't imagine Gorge going to New Zealand. I think
that's... No, neither.
That wouldn't work.
So Perth, it really is under contract?
Yeah.
Melbourne...
Vickerman's under contract.
Vickerman's under contract. Yeah.
Mike Kelly's fine. I think Mike Kelly's fine.
He's They're got just, sort of a 1+1.
Yeah. Then you got Justin Schuler and Brizzy. I think he's okay. So there's really...
Roth is under contract.
Safe as houses.
And then...
Sydney. That could be.
Oh, wow. That's the one. How did we get to that last? That's the one.
Making the listeners wait. That's it.
That's the one.
Yeah. He's not going to Adelaide. He wouldn't go to Adelaide because the ownership... crazy. He wouldn't deal what's with the Grant appeal? Kelly.
And I think Sydney is a soft landing. Comes back. It was recently at Illawarra. Comes back to Sydney. Likes that city very much.
Yeah.
That city likes him very much.
Yeah. 3-peat. Mm. That's it.
Mm. That could be fun. That'd be really fun.
That's what's going to happen.
You've heard it here first. Any other news going around the NBL? I've forgotten now. They're the big two.
I don't think there's too much other news. Have you been tweeting Alan Williams again at all?
No. No real tweets to... A lot of good chatter on Twitter, don't get me wrong. And speaking of which, let's quickly go through the housekeeping. Discord, speaking of Twitter, like chat on Twitter.
Yep.
The Discord, if you're into NBL basketball and you want to have a chit-chat, jump on the Discord. How many members are in the Discord?
God, this. I mean, 50 there's plus? A lot. Yeah, probably. But then there's a core people that there's a core number yeah. that are there all the time, and I love those people because I'm one of them. It's probably like 20 on there, maybe pretty consistently.
And then I think there's a pool of 50, of which 25 actually yeah. show up.
Yeah. And there's nobody, like the thing I noticed, there's no representation from Brisbane. There's no representation from the Illawarra.
Perth gets a smattering. Perth oh, there's Illawarra representation.
I think there is some Illawarra. There's nothing from New Zealand.
No. So a New Zealand fan, jump in there.
But I'm not surprised Brisbane's quiet because it's not much of a team.
It wasn't their stadium's famously quiet. The library. Anyway, that's Discord. Patreon. Yep. Obviously, if you're listening, you're probably a patron. And if you're not, sucks to be you. And then email, NBL Pocket Pod, but you're probably best to get at us on Twitter. But that's that. Overarching questions. Man, that's all from last week. I don't have anything else for you unless we jump into this fuck, marry, kill stuff.
I think that's what we got to do. That's, all right. Give the people what they want. Look, that's 10 minutes of quality content for the freeloaders.
Freeloaders, you're welcome. Choke on the content and we're going behind the paywall. But thanks for coming and consider becoming a patron.